Okay. So I saw a story that really touched my heart. And I felt like I'm going to have to share this story with you. It's more like, it's something you wouldn't even call a miracle. But yeah, you know, when doctors are involved, you cannot say it's a miracle anymore, right? Yeah, because some people went to school for this. Some people had to train for this. And now they're putting those skills to work. So it's no longer a miracle. All right, so this is it. This woman, they removed 90% of her tongue. What happened? All right, story goes that she had this white patch that just appeared from nowhere on her tongue. And she said for a long time, she was really finding it hard to eat, right? Because of the small white patch that appeared just on the side of her tongue. But this has actually been on for like 6 years. But then in February this year, a large hole actually developed. And then it was so painful, she could not eat anymore. Well, she went to the hospital herself, took herself to the accident and emergency unit. And there, they told her a particular news that a lot of people do not like to hear. You have cancer. And they said it's stage 4. Mouth and neck cancer. And so they had to rush her into surgery. Wow. Anyway, so they also told her that because of the aggressive nature of this cancer, she would have to have most of her tongue removed and she might never be able to speak again. Just imagine. All right, so I brought myself to the hospital. Yes, I know I'm feeling pains, right? And all of a sudden you're telling me, oh, we have to operate right now. And by the time we operate and we're done, you might actually really not be able to talk again. Anyway, she went for it and they did the surgery. But you know what happened? She defied their prediction. She actually was able to say hello to her fiancé and her daughter when they came to visit her just a few days after the surgery. Yeah, and that's the part where I said it was a miracle because the doctors did what they could do. But even with all they could do, they were not sure she would be able to talk. But yeah, she was able to talk. So how did they come about this? So after cutting up from like half, more than half of her tongue, 90% is more, way more than half. So they used some tissue grafts that they got from her arm. I mean, you need to see all these stitches and everything on her body to actually rebuild her tongue and some part of her jaw and neck or something. I'm looking at a picture here. Sorry, I can't share with you right now. Oh. So you can as well go on Google and find out the story for yourself. A woman talks again after surgeons reconstruct her tongue from arm tissue. Is there nothing that cannot be done? Never say never. Anyway, she's also thanking everybody who was able to, who donated so that she could have this surgery. Okay, let's talk about workers. Did you observe the Easter holidays? Monday, Friday, did you observe the holidays? And now that you are back to work, what did it feel like? Were you excited? Were you enthusiastic? Were you jumping even? This morning, you know, when it was time to return to work. I want to know what you felt like coming back to work after 4 days of no work. You know, some people actually enjoy the weekend, every weekend. They have their Saturday and their Sunday all to themselves and are going to work. But some of us, we can't relate. Okay. So, yeah, resuming work after the holidays. So I shared with you earlier on when I started the show about this particular skit I came across this morning, you know, where Jay on Air was showing how some employees feel. Employers. How... What am I saying? Employees, right. Employer is the person who employs you, right? Employees, exactly. So how they feel on the day they are to resume work after the holidays, right? So even to get up from the bed was like a big deal. And it was really, showing how some people would drag just to get off their bed and actually go take their bath. You know, he was hissing all over that video. Brush your teeth. You brush your teeth. Have your bath. You have your bath. Oh yeah, now get dressed, you're hissing. So some people is actually that way for them, right? And then in one of the comments, you know, the person was like, and this is the job we prayed for. And I was really like, yeah, people actually pray to get these jobs, right? And then the moment they get the job, they start the job, they're excited about it. After a while, it's like, oh, must I go to this office today? But hey, to be really serious right now, why do some people, I don't want to say many people, but somehow it's actually many people. Why is it that many people do not like returning to work after the holiday? And that's the same way they feel on Mondays. You know that thing they say about Mondays? That's why there's so many motivational quotes and whatever on Mondays, because it's like the corporate worker is struggling to get back to work on a Monday. So what is it really? So do you feel excited about going to work every morning? That is my very first question. And the second one, in case you fall in the category of these people who are not excited about returning to work after the holidays, right? What can your employee actually do to make you enjoy going to work? What is that thing you think, all right, if my own employee does this, forget this work, na me go carry on for head, like there's nothing anybody wants to tell me. So what is that thing? All right, let's talk now. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. You know, when it comes to an employer and the employee, there's actually one particular tool that is very, very important. And that's why we're having this communication or this conversation. It's communication. That is the tool. Communication. So let's say you're seated in front of your employee right now. So what is that thing you can say? Oga boss, madam boss, if you start doing this thing, forget, I will be very, very excited about showing up at work every day. Talk to me. Hello.
Hello, Constance.
Hi. Hello. Good afternoon.
I'm White from Kuwait, obviously.
All right, White. Go on.
To go to work on Monday after holiday or weekend is not easy. This is because work is always stressful. For one to go back to stress and begin to engage in that activity, it doesn't sound well sometimes. When during weekend one relaxes, one restores his strength, his body, and if somebody may like to stay in the house to have leisure. But whenever the person remembers he will go to work on the morning, the person may sigh, the person may not feel comfortable. Personally, I don't feel comfortable.
Really?
So, yes. As you have just said, when somebody is unemployed, the person will be praying to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you get a job, and income begins to come in, that person will feel happier. And then to return back to work after weekend is always stressful, you know. So another area is that what an employer can do to an employee to make that person excited, just to provide incentive to that person.
So for you, example, it's incentive that will change it for you.
Hello?
Yes, because the question is actually very direct. So for you right now, you're telling me that it is incentive, extra money. That's what you want.
Yes. What we need in life is money. To feel comfortable. That's the sense of working.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I heard you. All right, then. Incentive.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for calling, Sir White. Hello? Hello? Are you there? All right, please do well to call back. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. Or 0817-923-0002. All right. So it's been said that employee communication is the most important tool to develop strong working relationships among employees and also achieve higher productivity rates. So, if you were seated in front of your employer and nobody's going to cut your salary, if you said your truth, what is that thing you're going to say or that you need from your employer that would make you become much more excited about the work you're doing right now? Hello? Hello?
Hello, person.
Good afternoon. Welcome on board. What's your name?
I don't know what you mean. I'm calling from Melbourne.
Okay, go on.
So, I'm going to work on Monday. Yeah, it's very difficult, honestly. Yeah, so, and as for me, the only thing that will make me feel like to go, come back to work, I will go to work on Monday. You know, it's very difficult. You know, sometimes you, at the end of the day, if you're closer to the boss, you'll be like, if you can give an excuse, maybe Sunday or Sunday evening, so that you will not come to work on Monday. But it's always difficult because you feel like after all this stress, week have commenced again, so another stressful week again. So, but me personally, the only time I enjoyed working almost every day was during that COVID-19 period.
Oh, really?
And so I'm talking from my own experience.
Okay, why? Why did you enjoy working then?
Yes. Then I was working for the code base, FOS base.
Oh, okay.
And the work we are doing there, we are doing PPE. You know, so the job we are doing there is a kind of, you earn based on what you work.
Okay.
You know, so it's not a monthly or weekly payment. No wages, no monthly salary. It's based on number of the thing that you produce. So now it'd be like, not even once, I mean, it'd be like, we are working even there at night to the point that those officers, they say no, the senior officer that were assigned to us say no, to die. So when we walk, when it's 5 p.m. or 5 30, we all go.
You have to go.
7 in the morning, we all come back. You know, because you'd be like every day, you try to make up to 15 PPE, you know, targeting 21,000 naira on daily basis.
Mm.
So, you know, that kind of thing now. So, you need to work every day.
Okay.
So, for me, so if the work is based on what you make, it's what they will pay you. That is the only thing that will make me to work regardless of Monday or not Monday.
Mm. All right. Thank you very much. So, for him, if it's by reason of what you are able to do per day, then forget it. He's going to sleep in the office. Interesting. So how about you? The other person said incentive, extra money. That's what's going to make me come to this office excited. So what is that thing that would make you to get to work every day excited? Like, you will not drag yourself out of your bed. Even if your alarm decides not to blare or hoot, you will get up before the alarm. What is that thing, if you were seated in front of your employer right now, what is that thing you would tell this person that they should employ so that you can become more excited about the work? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. And I'm taking messages on WhatsApp, so do well to send them to 0809-030-6416. All right. Turn off your radio sets. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Dr. Josiah.
Welcome, Dr. Josiah.
Okay. So, concerning the topic that you are discussing, what will excite an employer? An employee.
Employee, yes.
Really, no matter how much you pay an employer, you add, like those so-called incentives, it will only produce a temporary excitement just for a few days. And then the person develops an entitlement mentality. This is what I am entitled to. So he said to him, the person looks at his budget and says, wow, okay, so with this new salary now, I'll be able to do 1, 2, 3 things. And so he said to him, it does not encourage, it does not make him, you know, willing to work harder.
Okay, Dr. Josiah, please, you have to call me back.
This is Nigeria's number one talk radio station. Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
We are back.
All right, welcome back now. It is Till the Sunny Side right here on Nigeria Info. My name is Constance. Okay, so yeah, passion for work, excitement about your work. So I had to look up the meaning of, you know, passion for work. And from jobberman.com, this is how they describe passion for work. They say it is the intense enthusiasm and excitement for what you do. And they went further to say that it can be the difference between doing it and getting it done well. So it's one thing to do something. It's another thing to do it well. Oh, interesting. And then they went further to say this. Being excited about your Mondays, the way many people are only thrilled about Fridays, it can be the difference between enjoying your job and struggling with it. So yeah, what is that thing? Now, for some people, though, they don't really need any extra thing to have passion, to be excited about their work. Yeah, it's just there for them because perhaps it's something they just started, right? And they're learning while on the job. It is something I've also noticed. If you're doing a job where you are learning while you're working, and that learning, they're not pushing you to learn, they learn. It is also something you know you need, and something that perhaps if you went to get this learning or knowledge yourself, you would pay a lot of money. But because you work in a place where you also get the knowledge free of charge, there's this enthusiasm that just comes with it. You just want to go and learn more. Yeah. And usually you find this kind of thrill or excitement in workers when they're just starting. By the time they have become jagaban in the work, in the organization, that's when you almost start pushing them to come to work. But hey, why do people not get excited about work on Monday, but they are excited about working on Friday? Why? So yeah, the first one, Monday, is when you just returned from the weekend. And then Friday is when you're about to go into the weekend. But how about you just decide and tell your mind that Monday is also a good day? I mean, it's just a few days before weekend. Anyway, back to the question I'm asking you, right? So, first of all, do you feel excited about going to work every single morning or most mornings? Are you excited about going to work? And then, what can your employee do? Employer, why do I keep making this mistake? I don't know. So what can your employer do to make you enjoy going to work? And the last one, do you observe the holidays at your workplace? I don't. So how about you? Hello? Hello?
Ooh.
Apologies, you're welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Mr. Zion. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion. Please go on.
My voice will not be that innocuous if we used to hear it now. It's the pattern of love right now. The truth is, I'm excited about my job. Passionate about it. One, service delivery. Whenever my department will deliver a job, there is excitement in the office for everybody.
Okay.
And most of the time, a job that other departments find it difficult to handle. So pushing it because, are we surviving it, deliver it? Wow. And number two, overhead cost to run that department per day is 250,000 naira.
Interesting.
Guess what?
What?
The bond. For just 13 persons in that office, we can't take that away from us. And apart from that, there's some certain job we are doing. The contractor will just like, are you guys working? Attend to me. Or you are gonna take go buy mineral. Take go drink water.
Hmm.
Of course, we must drink water. It's a gift. Because this contractor needs a job to be done. So the excitement is there. It's a department that even when it's time for leave, people don't want to go on leave. Oh, even for break, they don't want to go on break.
So the moment they hear that Oga is around, though, you see this clause, even those who are not on duty will come, because Oga will drop block before he's going back.
Mm.
So,
so it's the money.
Everything. And the unity among us here, the unity here, I think that is one thing I cherish. We are just like one. It happened to you, it happened to me, it happened to everybody. So I think that is more than just a pure spirit that makes me so excited. And as for what, you can't expect me not to go to work on Monday now. With all these things, even if they say come work on Sunday, my sister will go come.
Mm. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Zion. You know, the way he advertises this is department. He's not talking about the entire company. That's his department. It's like somebody would like to apply and, yeah, can you people employ me in that your department? Don't people have vacancy? Reminds me of a post someone made, a lady at Bonny Island. She was talking about how Bonny Island is so beautiful, how they always have electricity 24/7 and all of that, how their king is doing so much. And then some people on the comment section were like, this your king. President's not a hungry am. Mr. Zion, that's on our department. Vacancy not a hungry am. Oh, my word. All right, Dave says, good afternoon, Constance. I'm yet to land my dream job, which is working on a radio station. I can work 24/7 as an OAP and still be happy. I don't need a break. Just put me on air all day, all week. The passion I will have for my work when I finally land my dream job will be passion redefined. Psh, psh, psh. All right, Dave. Dave, have you gone round? I mean, there are so many radio stations in Port Harcourt, so you could as well go and find out who has a vacancy and can employ somebody who's ready to work 24/7 and still feel excited. That's good. I always feel excited going to work every morning because I feel myself when I'm dressed for work. The way I dress and appear gives me and my colleagues this positive aura. I like looking good. Okay, so this one is the social media somebody. They are the kind of people that they're just excited about going to work because of the pictures, the hot pictures they will post online, so that, you know, people will look at them and be like, ah, baby, you're hot. Oh my God. I also want to believe that you have some really nice backgrounds in that your office, you know, the kind of place that you can take pictures and they will come out well. That's what I believe, though. But I don't know. You might as well tell me whether it's true or not. So, yeah, are you excited about going to work every morning, especially after a holiday? How did it feel like for you this morning? Did you drag yourself to the office? Did you feel like, oh, God, is today not Easter Tuesday? Can't we do one more? Even if they give you the whole week, you'll still complain next week. Talk to me. Hello.
Hello, Constance.
Hi, good afternoon.
And this is Mr. White from Okowed, I just did.
All right, welcome. Back. All right.
You know, the issue of excitement depends on the type of work somebody is in and the environment in which that person is being such. For example, personally, I have passion for my work as a teacher. I teach in school. But the point is that the school I'm teaching, the environment is not conducive at all.
Ouch.
What I mean is that the environment, the students, there's a large number of students, and there is more used to come out from different areas because of the number of students and the environment in which we are staying.
Is it a government school?
Where? It's not government school. It's a private school. It's private school. So what I'm trying to say is that, so when somebody remembers that you're going back to work on Monday or within the week, and then the person may have issues where he's working.
Yeah.
For example, in the class, he may be teaching, I feel noise, and at the end of the day, you get a little headache. Mm. And when you go back in the house, 2 hours a day, you'll be tired, you take drug. Then when you remember going back to the same place the next day, that person may not have such passion. So it depends on the type of work somebody is doing and also the environment in which that person is doing that. As in the radio station there, I know that still they used to be quite conducive, air conditioned area. they tell you to be conducive. There's no much noise. You have the fan, you have the air condition around you. So you may enjoy it. But somebody who is working under pressure and under unconducive environment, the person will not have that passion until he changes location or changes work. So that is when it depends on what the person is doing and also the environment in which the person is in it. So that is it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's a very valid point. So you might actually have passion for the work you're doing, but there you are doing the work, eh? You are struggling with the passion. I understand what he's saying. So he enjoys teaching children. It's something he loves doing. But the school where he's doing this thing that he loves doing, the environment is not encouraging his love. It's not encouraging his passion. The environment is not conducive. So if such a person goes to a school that is better organized and there are no plenty of children all over the place and less classrooms to accommodate them and there's no noise, oh, this person would want to go back to work every day. And then there's also another thing that I have also discovered about what makes you excited about going to work. You know that thing Mr. Zion was mentioning about his department, right? Yeah, that thing where there's nobody feeling like, I better pass all of na. Yeah, in a workplace. I mean, it's just amazing the way people behave. We're all in the same department. We're all earning the same amount of money. But someone, for whatever reason, just feels, I'm bigger, I'm better, I'm finer than everybody. And you're just not cooperating with the people in that department. But hey, please, you don't need to cooperate if you know that they are doing fraud in the department. Shift, be the black sheep. But yeah, it's very important. Keep your integrity. Don't allow anybody soil your integrity. Okay? So yeah, back to what I was saying. You could be passionate about your work, but then you're doing the work in a place where there is just tension. There are some employers, there are some bosses, they just like to create tension. There are people who just have that mindset that if everything is okay, people will not do their work well. But it's a very negative mindset. It actually shows where you came from. It shows you have a problem. There's a problem with your background, with your upbringing. Now, they would even bring all the points to buttress their behavior. You just can't be nice to the people you're working with or people who are working under you. You just make the place to just be tensed, make the work environment to not be friendly. People cannot relax. People just can't be themselves around you because you are the boss. You're already the boss, right? You don't need to prove to people that you are their boss by howling on them, shouting on them. Nothing is ever okay. Nothing is ever fine. Nobody should ever be themselves because you are there. If they're not bowing and worshipping you, then they are wrong. Might as well sack them. And then there are also some other offices or some other work environments where they're not necessarily threatening you with a sack because they know that if they sack you, they'll be losing out. But they find a way to get someone who doesn't know anything to be your boss. Frustrates the life out of you. Jesus. Man. I beg. Lady V says, it is extra pay, same as those who work extra time. It gives one strength and joy to work more. Azza. It's powerful. Interesting. You just made me laugh. Well, I'm a classroom teacher. My kids always compliment me, even my body spray. They'll be like, Ma, I love your hair. You look good. You smell nice. And I compliment them in return. That always makes my day. Even though kids might be a handful though, but I enjoy it. All right. Thank you for your message. Sango from Akbajo says, going to work every morning gives me so much joy. For me, I don't see any reason to stay at home. Although I have so much passion for the work I'm doing right now, but I'm beginning to lose interest in it because my colleagues will be leaving me soon. So trying to reunite with another set of people will be difficult for me. So sad, Sha. Yeah. That's all I can offer for now. But hey, you can actually just open up your heart, right? You need to meet more people, new people. You can't stay stuck with the same set of people for the rest of your life, right? Yeah. So then, you guys have not even told me the other parts. I'm also asking, do you observe public holidays at your workplace? I need to know. Do people observe public holidays? I want to know if it's only the essential workers that this thing is affecting. Because there are people who do businesses that they're not necessarily essential workers, but there's just no public holiday for them. You gotta show up for work because people are in need of the services you render or the goods you sell. So tell me, do you also observe the public holidays? All right, let me see. Jones Peace on Facebook says, there's nothing as tiring as that, though. I'm still left in the euphoria of the holidays. You better come back to work. Bring your soul, your spirit, and your body. Oh, God. All right. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. So what is that particular thing that if your employer does for you, you would then be more than excited to actually get back to work every single day? So back to that post I told you about in the morning, the skits that I watched. So one of the comments, right, one of the persons who commented says, well, give remuneration that reflects the state of the economy. 98% of work done in the office can be done at home. So this person, for him, this is what his employer can do, and that will get him to be excited about going to work every morning. But then there was a counter response to that, and this is it. The person says, money is never a motivating factor for any employee. Whenever you wake up in the morning, you don't remember how much you earn. You're just tired. So it's you don't wake up and you're thinking, oh, I make $1 million every month. No, you're tired. That's just the thing right now. You don't want to get off your bed. You just want to lay in bed for maybe 10, okay, not 10 more minutes, maybe for 2 more hours before you now start getting ready for work or not even getting ready for work. You know, just stroll around the house, not really do much. Anyway, and then this person also says, working from home certainly has never been more productive like working in the office. But then, this is the work that you prayed for. Anyway, not everybody. Some people did not pray for the work they're doing, but some people they did. They prayed, they fasted, they asked everybody to join them in praying. They reached out to everybody they know to help them get the job, and then finally the job comes, and then they're tired of going to work. So sometimes people are actually excited about the work, or they start off excited, but somehow, in the course of the work, right, they begin to drag. They're no longer feeling it. So it means there was actually something. Yeah, perhaps in the beginning it was about the money, and now they've gotten some good amount of money. They've changed. Their life has changed. And now they need to move ahead. They now need to buy Benz. It's not just to pay rent. Now they need Benz. Or maybe not. Talk to me though. I'm seeing a message here, and what are you saying? Constance, you are yet to tell us about taking water today. I'm getting used to that part of your show. Water. Oh, you came late though. Water prefects, she reported for duty. I already did. In fact, I talked about milk. I took time talking about how milk contains about 80% of water or so, and that breastfeeding mothers should not breastfeed their child and their babies and still give the baby water. I've actually done this. I've reminded you to take water today. But just in case you missed it the first time, just another reminder, drink water. Okay, so I still want to hear from you though. Are you excited about going to work every morning? Yes or no? Why? If yes, why? If no, why? And then did you observe the Easter holiday? And do you observe the holidays in your office? Every public holiday, do you also observe it? For some people, it may not necessarily look like something that should be discussed. You don't know. You don't know. Some people don't observe holiday. I remember putting out a post on some time ago on my, I think it was on Twitter or somewhere. Can't remember. But it was on social media. And I said, the thing that you are not, the things that you don't count or take note of when you're counting your blessings, they are, how did I put it? Okay, more like those things you do not count, they are a big deal for another person. And I even gave an example, as simple as having a comb for yourself. So as simple as going on holiday, when other people are not going on holiday, you don't know. Some people are not going on holiday, oh. Like people like us. All right, who's this? Constance. The only thing he would do is allow us open by 3 p.m. and close by 6 p.m. Oh, okay. So you will still go to work, but then it's from 3 to 6. Oh, wow. On a public holiday. That's good. Good afternoon to you, too. Says, good afternoon, Constance. My name is not Constant. It's Constance. 0817-923-0002 or 0817-923-0003. I'm also taking messages via WhatsApp, so keep those messages coming. The number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. So what is that thing that would make you become excited about going back to work? Now, between the employer and employee, who should make the work exciting? Is it the person who employed you that should endeavor to put things in place to, you know, to spur you to come to work, to make you excited about coming to work? Or are you the one who should spur yourself? Find a way to make the work exciting for you. I mean, your employer has employed you, right? And they're paying you. So you should look for a way to make yourself happy and do the job. So between the employer and employee, who should make the work exciting? Get on Facebook and also join the conversation. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And then you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. La 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 la. Abane Barry on Facebook says, very impressive. What is impressive? Anyway, Ikechukwu Sterling says, yeah, I do. Like today, I was excited that the holiday is over. Oh, interesting. That's beautiful. So who are these people that are always not really excited about going back to work? What's your name? You didn't tell me your name. Endeavor to include your name in your message. Thank you. You said the employee should make the work smooth so the employer will be happy at work. I think it's the other way around you mean. I'm sure you mean the employer should make the work smooth so that the employee will be happy at work at all times. So the employer is the person who employs the worker. The employee is the worker who is doing the work. All right, thank you for your message all the same. So is it the employer or the employee that should make the work exciting? Who should be doing that? La 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 la. Stop calling the WhatsApp line, please. All right. You can call back if you can. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. You can as well send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 16.
Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Constant. It's Sir White. I called back.
Ah, Sir White, you mean me today?
The issue of excitement comes both sides.
Okay.
The employee should be excited in the work he's doing. He should make the work he's doing exciting. By when you remember that he's meeting new friends, he's meeting those people he's working with, if he's teaching, he's meeting his students, and also the environment, if it is conducive, then he should be excited. He should be excited in what he's doing. He should have that passion. He should have that willingness to go to work. Then on the part of the employer should facilitate that excitement. As I said earlier, by providing incentives, by communicating with the employee, asking the employer about his welfare, the family welfare, the welfare of his children or his wife or whatever. So having adequate and proper communication. So the issue of incitement should come from both sides, both the employee and also the employer. It is two-way issue, two-way thing.
All right. Thank you very much for calling again. And that will be my last caller for today. Ziga Nubari Lekie on Facebook says, yeah, I do, because I seem to have a new energy to ensure the proper continuity in doing my job. Oh, that's a beautiful one. So this is more like the holiday helped you to refuel and now you're ready to take on the world. All right, Prince Eni on Facebook says, Constance, good day. Some employees are naturally and extremely wicked when it comes to their employers. Some of them do not even know what is called holidays or weekend. I suggest the federal government should enact a law where Nigerians who are employees will work per hour and get paid. I refuse to be wicked to my fellow human, all in the name of salary. Constance, you will understand better if you have worked in a restaurant or bakery. Oh, wow. Interesting. You want to tell us what's happening there? You know, my own desire, I like eating bread. I don't know what people are going through there. Please. You people should... I hope you're not eating bread of agony. You know, when someone is beating the flour and they're angry and it's called kneading, right? I don't know why I called it beating, but it looks like beating. Sometimes they carry it up and they knack the something. Anyway, I've not done the baking thing. Bread baking before, so I don't know. So, is there something you want us to know? Please explain better. All right, I really need to hear to know something. If it's something that we can talk about on air, please help us understand. All right, this person, what's your name? No name, but it's all good. I love my work, but sometimes I feel I'm overworked or overstretched, and that takes all my strength. So I need more holiday to rest, refresh, and be happy at work. Okay, thank you. Who's this? Melford. Melford says, afternoon, presenter. It is the employer that makes the work interesting. First, working environment should be good, clean, and conducive for workers to carry their duties. Yeah, very, very apt. Thank you very much. We'll go on that quick commercial break, and when I return, I'll be wrapping up the conversation. Just stay tuned.
For more talk, news, and sports, stay tuned to Nigeria Info.
We'll be right back after this.
The families of Chief Kyodik Triya Tom Big Harry of Oboma in Degema local government area, Chief Idoniboye Amakri Young Harry of Buguma, Chief Bobo of Ifoko, and Chief Dajuane of Oporoma, all in Asaritoru local government area, announced the death of our son, brother, uncle, cousin, and father, late barrister Tamanon Nimitemien Tagogo Dick Harry, who slept in the Lord on the 22nd of December 2022 at the age of 87. Burial arrangements Wednesday, 12th April 2023. Service of songs at Ebelu Ogogoro Road. Sent to make more supermarket Saturday, April 15th, 7 a.m. A body leaves Pima Mortuary for Oboma, his hometown, with a brief stopover at his maternal homes in Idonibo Polo in Buguma. At 30 a.m., a body arrives at Degema Magistrate Court for validatory session with a brief stopover at his father's house. 10 a.m., open air funeral service conducted by Redeemed Christian Church of God. Internment follows thereafter. May his gentle soul rest in the bosom of the Lord. Amen. This is signed by Pastor Kinsley T. Dagogo Dick Harry for and on behalf of the families.
Your
tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the show.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Okay, so we will be saying our goodbye in a few seconds. But before then, as I wrap up now, so this particular article on Forbes.com about, you know, it's actually a good place to find out anything, you know, all those business kind of talk, employer, employee, and all those kind of articles, you find them there. All right, so this particular one is talking about how your employees can thrive day to day. All right, and this is what they said. That a study by the University of Warwick shows that happy employees, okay, let me use the word workers, right? Happy workers are 12% more productive. And they say when you add to this, your company's ability to outperform the competition by 20% because of these happy workers. And you have a solid recipe for success for your business. And of course, you know what that means? You're increasing revenue significantly over time. So happy worker, happy income, or happy revenue. All right. So they said that you should keep your employees happy on a day-to-day basis. And you should do this so that you can bring out the best in them and improve how they feel about their job and their work environment. Some people don't think it's important that their workers feel excited and happy about the work. For some people, it's like, am I not paying you, my friend? I do not employ you here to come and like the work. I employed you to come and work. If you don't like it, you get out. Okay, sorry, sir. I have to go. Thank you so much for your messages and your calls. Thank you for being a part of the show from 12 to this time.